This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. The Random House Dictionary defines cynicism as distrusting, disbelieving, contemptuous, and holding a low opinion of mankind. And so when you talk about cynical or pessimism, it's this disposition that looks on the dark side of things and believes the worst will happen. Do you know someone like that who's always cynical? Everything's negative. Nothing ever goes right for me. It'll be my luck. If I go to morning tea, there'll be nothing left for me. The job's getting me nowhere. The boss always has it in for me. Does that ring a bell with you? People have all sorts of ways to express their cynicism. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with a broken fan belt and a leaky tire. Or, do you want my opinion? Well, I don't know why you bother. It's always a negative one. And that's the sort of thing I mean about people being cynical and negative. I did read that back in 2009, there was a study of more than 97,000 women, and they were trying to find out whether these women were optimistic or negative. And actually, it was amazing. They found that optimistic women had lower rates of coronary heart disease and cancer-related deaths, and even optimistic women lived longer. On the other hand, women with the most pessimistic and cynical personalities, they had the higher rates of these diseases and died earlier. Now, I'm not picking on you women. I'm sure the same thing can be said about us men. And when we think of hostility and negativity as having an effect on our health, it certainly makes it quite important. And so it's not good for our own health to be cynical and critical. So I want to take some time thinking about this. Cynicism or cynical? What are the signs of someone who is inflicted with this cynical attitude? Well, they have a lack of hope about the future. They interpret things often in a dark way, events and other people's motives. They become sarcastic, or there's that negative comments, and they love to pick out the faults and flaws of other people. And when they get really sort of bogged down with a cynical attitude, they withdraw or they feel that nothing can change, so why bother? Now, it can feel real, but you know, it isn't real because nothing is as hopeless as it seems. And I know that if you're going through a difficult time, it's easy to feel negative about this. But I want to say that if you've got faith in God, God is able to turn the negative into positive. And you can become a positive person. It was Paul Miller who wrote a book called A Praying Life, Connecting with God in a Distracting World. And he wrote about cynicism. He said that cynicism is so pervasive that at times it feels like a presence. It's the air we breathe. It's suffocating our hearts. Weariness and fear leave us feeling overwhelmed that we can't move. Cynicism leaves us doubting we can't dream. The combination shuts down our hearts, and we just show up for life and go through the motions. Well, that's what he says, Paul Miller, in that good book called A Praying Life, Connecting with God in a Distracting World. I would even use today the word paralyzed, because the question, are you paralyzed in spirit? Do you feel defeated? Do you feel that you're distracted by so much that's going on and it affects the way you feel? So when was the last time you realized that you're part of God's story rather than being part of your own story? And it's true, so many of us get wrapped up in our own lives and we forget the integral message that we are part of God's plan, that God has a unique plan for each of us. Do you spend time with God? Do you actually sit down, perhaps once a day? And rather than just going to church on a Sunday to sort of get a top-up of some good teaching, good things, that you actually spend time with God praying. Because I can assure you that can help overcome this mountain of cynicism. To put it in another way, you can allow God to be the overriding influence in your own attitude. I want to talk about this again tomorrow. Lord, how different the world would be if we could all love one another. Sometimes, Lord, we need to be blind to the differences that we see in others that we may not like. Help us to love them unconditionally. And Lord, if we're cynical today, lift us up. Help us to be positive as we believe in you. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.